Montreal, Canada. Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Terry Haig, Francis Levine with you for next bit. Let me clear up some business. Craig, Wendell Craigshead wrote, and he was wondering about if he listened to the relays from our Sackville transmissions, among others, Radio Republica and Radio Vietnam, Radio Hanoi. And he was wondering if we had any connection to get verification. I checked with Bill the Bear. We don't. I'm sorry, Wendell. We do not have the ability to do that, apparently. Alan Anderson. You guys know Alan Anderson. I've talked about him the last 3 weeks. Let me give you his email address again. He's the guy trying to save shortwave, trying to get a website going. You might want to get in touch with him. Alan Anderson, down in Sheffield, Mass. His email is Alan Anderson, all one word, lowercase, 91954@yahoo.com. Alan Anderson, 91954@yahoo.com. Google RCI Action Committee, Comité d'Action de RCE, that'll give you some information. And Nick Sharp, who is leading this fight, I don't know if he's gotten in touch with Alan yet. James.Moore, M-O-O-R-E, at parl.qc.ca. He's the guy, he's the minister in the cabinet that is in charge of RCI. So if you want to drop him a line, feel free to do so. What else we got? So Alan, thank you. And Wendell. What else we got? Oh, okay. Here's a letter from Ted Hope down in, I think he's in Minneapolis. Yeah, he's in Minnesota. It doesn't say what town. Dear friends of RCI, and then a letter emailed to the various bureaucrats in charge. I'm not going to re-edit this letter to pander to each one. I'm too old, tired, and lazy for that. Besides, I have a history with any of them. I don't have a history with any of them. I've been a listener to RCI since 1977. I fondly remember listening to Ian McFarlane doing the RCI mailbag and meeting him in person at a couple of Association of North American Radio Club annual conferences. I don't have it in front of me as I write this, but I have seen the actual mandate for RCI, something about informing people in other countries about Canada and promoting Canada and things Canadian. Well, RCI does this. The problem is that the CBC bureaucrats and those higher up in the federal level believe the CBC has stated that it's decided to transform RCI, quote, consistent with currently shifting media consumption behavior, as well as strategies adopted by other public broadcasters, unquote. Response? Right, Ted? Hey, don't be another lemon. Just because others have foolishly abandoned shortwave, often because they don't understand it or use it, doesn't mean it should be scrapped. Just because everyone else is doing it, ceasing shortwave podcasts, doesn't mean that bureaucrats have to be lemmings and jump off that cliff, too. I'll bet that most of the decision makers bent on expunging RCI have not even heard, listened to Canada's very effective ambassador. They might consider this. To most Americans, Canada is that blank space on the map above our northern border and a great place to fish and to see moose. Other than that, most of us don't know diddly squat about Canada. RCI fills in the blank not only to us Americans, but also to the world. RCI is a great information source that explains Canada and provides information about Canada to the world. Instead of expunging RCI on shortwave, its shortwave frequency should be publicized in the public press, such as Time magazine down here in the colonies, and other widely read magazines in other countries, and also buy time or trade programs for RCI broadcasts in American and other countries, middlewave and FM stations. People do listen to the radio and are not just on the internet. RCI is a relatively inexpensive way to present and advertise Canada to the world. Instead of seeing RCI as a cost liability, the bureaucrats in charge should see RCI as a cost-effective information ambassador to the world. And he goes on. He agrees with the people that say he can be turned off, the internet can be turned off by a tyrannical regime. And I'm out of time, Ted. But you know what? I've said this before. The intelligence that's included in these letters is amazing. I don't understand why the government doesn't get it. Anyway, in summary, Ted, For the balance sheet, RCI is a fairly cost-effective way to promote awareness of Canada and things Canadian to the rest of the world. $12.3 million is a low-cost way to promote an entire country and a drop in the bucket in your federal budget. Split off RCI from the CBC and make it immune from the whims of the other agency. Fund it as an independent Canadian ambassador to the world. P.S. I have a 50th anniversary RCI coffee mug, which I often use. Was there a 60th anniversary mug, too? I don't think so. I hope that the bureaucrats in charge can be persuaded to see the error of their decision and that there will be many more RCI anniversaries to come. Canada is a friendly country and a great place to visit. Let's keep the world knowing that via shortwave from Ted Holman, Minnesota, listener since 1977. Thank you, Ted. Thank you all. Thanks a lot, everybody. That's all I can say. Thanks a lot. Have a great week, everyone. For Ian Jones, for Francis Levine, I'm Terry Haig. We'll talk to you next week, and here's some good advice. I was